Yes, if someone's asking you to make a check out to them personally instead of the company you're hiring to do work on your house, that should be a major red flag.
That and cash. Cash is king, except you shouldn't be paying cash to do these kind of things if you're working with the company.
After the work's done.
I think in the industry, and some of us that are older in the industry, and in many businesses, you know, it used to be, I don't think as a percentage today, there's any more people that are doing wrong than ever before. We know more about it. We have social media. We talk about it more, so we're more aware of these kind of things. But what happens in Arizona, especially during the season, the wind and the rain season, is it's a prime target, especially if you have something. If you go back to October 2010, when we had the hail damage, the big storm that came in, 150,000 roofs, it was almost just like a freight train of vehicles coming in from all over the country, coming to people, telling them they had to make a decision right now. Give us your insurance check. We'll make sure all this is taken care of. And then they take off with the insurance check. Here's what happens. Now, I'm not an attorney and I'm not an insurance person, but I think you'll have some people to clarify this. If you have damage to your home and the insurance company gives you a check and you give it to a contractor who runs off with it and doesn't do the work, your home is now uninsurable. You have a mortgage on it, it's uninsurable because it's damaged, right? That can really cause all sorts of problems. Be very careful about these things. Nothing needs to be taken care of instantly.
I think a lot of people forget that. Mm-hmm. When you said instantly, you know, they get this feeling that what's going to happen if this isn't done today? And they get in a panic situation if the air conditioning's right. out, if you've got water leaking into the house. You know, I mean, I don't know. The only house I've ever seen completely demolished had nothing to do with construction defect. It had to do with the fact that the county decided to redraw the floodplains and bought the houses up that had already been built in the floodplains, relocated the families, and came back and leveled the houses.
I don't know about that, Romy. but I can tell you it's important for people to consider these things. You know, when you have a situation where part of your roof is damaged, you don't have to have your house re-roofed immediately. You need to mitigate further damage by getting drying in tarps or something like that. If there's 150,000 roofs that are damaged, like in October of 2010, there's not 150,000 contractors to fix it
tomorrow. And you can't hire that much staff because you'd right. have to fire them all when you got done with the job.
I mean, there's not enough. So it does take some time, but there's ways to mitigate these things. But please always make sure your contractor is licensed. Always double check. You know, some people say you need to get three bids, and some people do. I'm not saying any of those kind of things. Do your due diligence. You're spending money. It's your home where you live. It's where you live. Or it may be your business. But don't make a decision, an instant decision, that's going to harm you in the future. Even if you get to the recovery fund, it's a process. It takes some time. So if you do your due diligence on the front end, the chances of you coming out on the short end are much less. We do everything we can to reduce the unlicensed entity problem in the state of Arizona, but it's a giant state, and it's a prime targets for people, especially when it's cool here. You know, and no one wants to be back in Boston at, you know, 9 degrees working in the construction industry. So some of these folks come out here. And then we're a hotbed of groups of people that are clumped into what's called nomadic organized crime organizations. And these are organizations, and they specialize in taking advantage of vulnerable communities. And vulnerable communities are not just elderly. Vulnerable communities are people who believe right off the bat. Vulnerable communities are anybody that doesn't do due diligence. That's what happens.
Yeah. And you said not just the elderly either. You see a lot of people that get caught in that Keeping Up with the Joneses that we saw, that huge craze, like, oh, four to, oh, crash.
Right. Those kind of things. So, you know, take some time. It's probably after you buy your home, a renovation is probably the most expensive thing you're ever going to get involved in, you know, unless you're going to buy a Bentley. So, but please do that. The construction industry is filled with honorable people. Filled with it. There's no more nefarious, crooked folks in the construction science technology professions than there are in any other profession. Just do your due diligence. My father was in business for decades, never had a complaint. You guys have been in business. You guys handle all your stuff for business. That's what typically the industry is.
Arizona Register of Contractors Director, Mr. Jeff Fleetham, roc.az.gov. If you're looking to get projects done, verify that six-digit number that contractor's representing is his, and it's in active standing with the Register of Contractors, roc.az.gov.